Family recipes are special to many, but for Freddie Hunt, he loves one of his mother's recipes so much, he has it attached to himself forever.
But in her honor, I also got a tattoo of grits casserole inside my arm. This is like her handwriting on the recipe card.
Freddie's mom died 5 years ago in her late 50s, but he says she lives on in this favorite family dish. Reporter Taylor Wisner visited the Hunt family cottage in Lake Leelanau to learn how to make cheesy grits casserole.
Today, Freddie Hunt is headed to a family picnic with over 36 people. It's unspoken, but expected. He's bringing the cheesy grits. He starts by measuring out the ingredients, pouring 4 cups of milk to 1 cup of grits in a large Pyrex mixing bowl.
And you can do this on the stovetop. I like to do it in the microwave because you're less likely to scald the pan and burn the milk or the grits.
Freddie's grandma picked up the recipe at Bridge Club in Troy, Ohio. But it was his mom who perfected the casserole and brought it to most family gatherings. It was even served at her own wedding. Here, Freddie's wife, Alex Hunt, reminisces on those past get-togethers.
Just before like summer gatherings, yeah. Just when I would be visiting, she'd always be making them. And so just like her in the kitchen, I'm going to like get teary. Just like this and just talking and...
The grits are beginning to thicken.
Yeah, and it's super hot. It's like magma. So don't splash yourself when you're making it.
Now Freddie adds the cube cheese and butter and mixes it all together.
So you can still see some of the cheese clumps, and I think that's okay. I kind of like it because then you'll get like a real cheesy bite. Mm-hmm. But if you stir it up, you can see it's getting thicker and cheesier.
Last, Freddie adds an even layer of shredded Parmesan cheese to the top and sends it off to the oven.
And you'll see when it's done, there's a nice like crust on the top of it from the Parmesan. And that's kind of that's the money scoop. I have a couple cousins who like to skim it off the top. Nobody else likes it when they do that. Gotta save some for everyone.
After about 20 minutes in the oven, the casserole is ready for a taste test. Freddie's extended family has trickled in.
Hey, Elliot.
They are at the table as the casserole comes out of the oven. I ask Alex Harrison, a family friend, for a review.
Really good. Have you noticed how I haven't been talking? It's because I've just been eating this whole time.
This batch is gone, but another one will go into the oven soon for the party. For Points North, I'm Taylor Wisner.
And you can find the Hunt family recipe at pointsnorthradio.org. Freddie says it makes him really happy to share his mother's recipe. Her name was Nancy Meeker Hunt.